So, Kush morning, everyone. My name is Madhusudan, and I'm joining in from Gandhi Ashram, Ahmedabad. And it's a beautiful opportunity for me to be able to introduce my very, very, very nice friend, Murtuza, who's here. I met Murtuza around 7 years back when I just came back to India. We were just starting getting into the films, and I met him in Urban Ashram in Pune through a friend, Sheetal. And when I met him for the first time, and he heard that I was doing filmmaking, I shoot documentaries. So the moment he heard I'm doing filmmaking, within 5 minutes, immediately he gave me maybe like more than 20, 30 links and names of inspirational films or the people I should meet or the organization I should connect with. And I was in so much awe. I mean, this is the first time I'm meeting him. And so much, there was so much enthusiasm within him to be able for him to connect me with others. And we fondly call him walking encyclopedia or Wikipedia, as you know, because he almost has such diverse knowledge and this wisdom and connectivity with so many different organizations and the beautiful work of transformation which he's doing. And it, what reminds me of Murtuza, and before I get about the work he's doing, is he definitely, I mean, he's doing a lot of his work is all about transformation, and not about transformation about individual, but mostly about the community and about consciousness. How can we, so every moment he's constantly thinking how through his work, he can work on connecting people and they can work on global consciousness. So that could raise and then we could all have a better and beautiful future. And it reminded me of Vinobaji's quote, because Vinobaji and Gandhiji, I mean, staying in Gandhi Ashram, just to always say that the future is not of a person. It will not, the next future will not come by an individual. It will not come by an activity or by acts, but it will come by bhav, which is a pure intention. And that's what I saw in Murtuza with the intention, pure intention. He's always trying to connect people. It really makes me believe that, you know, so we all are interconnected with each other. And I'm just so amazed and humbled by his presence and also by the work, beautiful work he's doing to be able to connect with all. And mostly through his work, let me, what he's really doing, I can share a little bit also about this. Is he's a chief happiness officer at Global Healing Project, which he founded, and a chief connection officer at Wellness University, which does a lot of workshops on wellness. He's a philosopher, a humanitarian, a life coach, a handwriting analyst, and a movie therapist. Also, we fondly call him a movie doctor, because whenever there's a problem, he always suggests people, okay, you should watch this film or that film. So kind of healing through films. And his deepest passion is to help people experience their highest winning potential. He's helping people all in all walks of life and has been involved as a life coach since the last past 7 years. He's a qualified graphologist and a keen student of spirituality, having participated in several self-awareness and personal growth experiences. So I think this is in a nutshell, but I think what really Murtuza is, or what he really does, is really connecting hearts and sincerely believing that he is just a connector. And whatever needs to happen will happen, because in the end, we're all an instrument. So with that, I think maybe I can pass on to Kanchan to request the question answers. But I'm just thank you for the opportunity for sharing and introducing Murtuza.
Thank you so much, Madhu. It's so wonderful. You're always so genuine. So I had a similar experience when I met Murtuza for the first time. I'm from Pune, and I'm proud to say that. Murtaza is also from Pune. And when I was there at the Urban Ashram and I met Murtaza for the first time, I had exactly the same experience that Madhu was just saying. Like, he suggested a few things for me. He invited me home and he said we could, you know, connect and plan something. And unfortunately, I didn't have much time, so I was not able to go. But I'm so fortunate that he's our guest here today and we all get to share his journey and hear more about his work. So I'm really excited too. So maybe Murtaza, we can start this call by you telling us a little bit about the background and how you became the movie doctor. And it's a totally new concept to me, and I love it actually. Who wants to take a pill when you can watch a movie? So I'm just wondering if you can share a little bit about how this whole thing unfolded and how you found this calling and how you found this way of healing, a little bit background that led you to being who you are. So.
Sure.
Before that, I would like to thank Madhu for the wonderful introduction that he's given, and thank you so much for the community to the community of Service Space for giving me the opportunity to speak today. Thank you very much for that. Speaking about my journey, I am my original qualification is actually from the hospitality industry. So I used to work as a chef and as a waiter in 5-star hotels in Mumbai. And I had a health crisis because of the job stress, because of which I had to leave the job. And I had to search, I had to travel all over India to find healers to heal myself. And in that journey, I found some very interesting people. And that inspired me to start the Global Healing Project, which is basically a connecting platform for people into alternative medicine and into different kind of alternative therapies. And in that journey, I came across some very, very inspiring movies which changed my paradigm of looking at life as a whole. And to begin with, the first movie which really made an impact on my life is The Celestine Prophecy. Some of you all must have seen this movie. It's an amazing movie which has a lot of, which gave me a lot of spiritual insights. And one of my work is about how do you see or how do you learn about spirituality or about life through movies, because that has made a tremendous impact in my life. Yes, back to you, Kanchan.
Okay, so I'm just wondering, like, I've seen the movie Celestine Prophecy, I've read the book, and I'm just wondering, how is it different when I watch the movie alone, sitting in my living room, and if I watch with a group, with you facilitating, I guess you do some kind of, I'm just curious to know how the process works and what you exactly do.
Okay, so basically, when I facilitate movies in a group, the energy of what is present in a group as compared to the energy which is present when a person is watching alone is completely different. For example, and also what matters is the space where the movie is being shown. So first of all, when a group is watching a movie and at the end of the movie we have conversations, we have discussions, each person will have a different perception to the same scene or maybe to the same quote which is there in the movie. And what I would be sharing, somebody else can learn about that and see about that. And what somebody else is sharing, I can learn about that. And we can all learn about our different perceptions from the same movie. That's the power of perception. That's the power of a movie when you watch in a group. Also, when we are watching a movie in a theater, many times we watch it just for entertainment and that's it. However, when we watch a movie as a community and have a conversation or a discussion after the movie, we actually connect with the movie. Not only that, we also connect with each other. And it a lot of times when I have been screening movies in a group, people have actually broke down. People have shared things which they have never shared before. They have shared experiences which they never wanted to share with their parents or maybe with their closest friends. But this is a space which I've realized that it's a kind of a protective space which gives because of which it inspires people to share things that they have never shared before. So that's the power of watching movies in a group. And this is one of the healing experiences which I have observed when we actually share things after a movie. Yes, back to you, Kanchan.
Okay, wonderful. I was just wondering, can you share like a story or something that happened with someone that helped you solve their, or helped you help them solve their problem? I'm sure everybody can solve their own problems. They just need a little help sometimes. So if you have a story that you can share, how it helped an individual.
Sure. So I'll give you an example of a couple who had come to me once with, they were having a marriage issue in their relationship. The relationship was not working, married for the last 5 years. And they came to me with asking the question that, is there any way that we can work on relationship, because we love each other, but we don't know what's going wrong. And is there any way that we can work on relationship? So what I told them was to watch a movie called Fireproof. So when I tell them to watch a movie, there's a particular way on how I tell them to watch with conscious awareness as well. Now, Fireproof is a movie of a couple where 7 years of marriage is complete and they're struggling with the relationship, and the husband's father tells him that, can you postpone your marriage for 40 days? And he says, yes, we have struggling for the last 7 years. Okay, I'll try for another 40 days. And what happens in those 40 days is that his father gives him a love dare test. So every day he has to do something for his wife. So day one would be a day of compassion. Day two would be day of unconditional love. So like this, every day he has to do something for his wife without expecting anything in return. And at the end of the 40 days, they patch up and they kind of agree to spend the rest of their life together. And it's a very beautiful how the entire movie is made. So when this couple who came for me for the counseling, what was surprising is that they didn't need a counseling session from me after watching the movie, because the husband, the husband told me that I've got it. I take the responsibility of whatever has happened wrong in our relationship, and I take the responsibility of making it right. So he got the point, and in that case, there was no counseling session needed after that. So my half of my work is done just because of the movie. So it's like a third-party approach. So you cannot argue with the movie, you can argue with the person. So that's the wonderful thing of watching a movie. So this was one example which was a beautiful magic or a miracle which happened with this couple. And they're still, till date, they are married, and they're absolutely happy.
Wonderful. Madhu, did you have something?
Sure. Thank you, Kanchan. One thing I was wanted to ask Murtuza was basically, he got into movie therapy after his, you know, when he was struggling himself in the hotel management industry, and then he watched a lot of films, inspiring films, and that's how he thought about suggesting others. But I would like to ask him, do you remember, Murtuza, the first time when you really felt that you could, you wanted to do something, your work, which you wanted to dedicate to maybe for inspiring others and for transformation for others? Because what you're really trying to do is healing a story of somebody else's story with another story. So what was that first experience when you really thought you wanted to get before this, or was this the when you really wanted to get into this work?
So this happened during my first Vipassana, and where I got the experience that everything is interconnected and we all are one. And so that was my first experience, and it was a very beautiful experience of interconnectedness. And what also came about was on how I can use movies to actually bring about a difference in people's life or in communities as well. And what actually happens when a person is watching a movie, or what actually happened to me, is when I was when I just had a problem with when I just came out of my job, that's my first job, because of the job stress, I went under depression and had few physical health challenges. I accidentally came across some very inspiring movies, some sports movies. And what actually happened was that when I was seeing these different movies, I connected with each of these characters, and I started taking a little bit of courage from these different characters and started making a part of my life. And when I saw these true stories, a lot of these movies which I saw were of real life stories. And when I saw that these people, in spite of so many challenges, they have actually become successful in their own life. So similarly, my life has so many challenges, and there is hope for my life. So initially, what movies did for me was gave hope for my life. That is an impact which it created for me. Yes.
And just to add to that, but do you really think, Murtaza, because also how lasting this impact is? Because a lot of times we watch an inspiring film and we inspire at that moment. But in your experience, when you help share with others, so when we go back, so how do you make that as a practice or as a reminder, so to be able to practice that learning in your own life? So do you suggest anything, or how do you, what do you tell people about that?
To answer this question, it's like saying that why should I have a bath every day? So it's something similar like motivation or inspiration. So maybe you could watch an inspirational movie like once a week, or be a part of a movie club. So I used to run a movie club at a space called the Urban Ashram in Pune, where I used to screen movies and facilitate movies. And there were some people who used to come once every week. Some people used to come once a month. But what I found that movies were really making a difference in these people's life, and that is something what was kind of pulling them every time. And also, to give you a little bit of science on how just watching movies can actually make a difference in a person's life. This is connected to something called as mirror neurons in psychology. And just to give you a brief example on how this thing works, there was an experiment conducted with a group of monkeys. And the experiment was such that when a monkey kind of lifted some peanuts with his hand, there was neurons firing it's called the motor neurons, which are firing. Also, when this monkey saw another monkey picking up peanuts, the same neurons were flashing in this monkey's brain. And the scientists were very confused as to, in spite of just observing another monkey picking up the peanuts, but the neurons, the mirror neurons, were firing this in this monkey's brain. So why was that? So then they found out, this is a very interesting fact. So using this fact in cinema therapy, what happens is when I am watching an inspirational movie, this set of neurons in my brain cannot distinguish that particular thing is happening in my life or in the movie's life. So what happens is that I am able to take a part of that courage and make it a part of my life. And that's how I, by watching a series of movies, that is inspirational movies, I kind of actually came out of depression. That's what happened to me. And I have a lot of my clients do the same as well.
That totally makes sense, because, you know, this same science is being used by, you know, the marketing and people to make these ads which make us want things, or, you know, they're just using it to make the neurons fire in a way that we start thinking like them and feel that we need that to look beautiful or be happy. And if the same thing is used for something inspiring, then it does the same effect, I guess. That makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. I would love to give you some more examples on how movies and the other aspects of life are interconnected. Say one example is, there's a beautiful movie called How to Train Your Dragon. And we use a lot of symbolisms in cinema therapy. And the symbolism of dragon, or the metaphor of dragon, is fear. So for example, there's some fear in my life which is kind of troubling me. And my question is, how do I work on my fear? So I request a person to watch this movie, How to Train Your Dragon. And this is a beautiful movie of a young boy who's extremely afraid of the word dragon, because in his mind, his perception about dragon is that they're really fearful and they're really aggressive. This is his perception of what a dragon. But this is the first time when he came across a baby dragon who was absolutely cute. And so initially when he met the baby dragon, he was very fearful and very skeptical of even being with the dragon. But slowly what happened is that he fell in love with the dragon and he accepted the dragon the way it is. And that changed everything. And that's how he made friends with the dragon. So similarly, when we work with a person who is full of fear, we tell them to love his fear, to accept the fear the way it is. And when that happens, the fear automatically goes away. But this entire awareness of that there is a fear which is troubling me, and what do I do with this fear? Instead of focusing on fear, we just use a metaphor or an analogy and movie as a medium to help him to work towards his fear. So this is like an example, as you had asked, on another client which we had done, and he had some fears in his life which actually he conquered them and it actually went away.
Yeah.
And another example which I would like to give is which we had used when a person had a lot of confusion and there was a lot of chaos in his life. And I told him to watch a movie called August Rush. And some of you have seen this movie. August Rush is a story of a young boy where he's a child prodigy, gifted with music. And what he does is he listens to the sounds of nature and he can actually create music out of that. So even the sound which is around him, which is completely chaos, like in a traffic signal and the other sounds, he actually visualizes those sounds like an orchestra or like a music. So the analogy that we use over here, that in spite of all the chaos in our life, can we see a perfection or can we see the music in that chaos? So at the moment he sees a perfection amidst that chaos, his entire perception of seeing that chaos completely changes. And he starts seeing a meaning in that. So this is another example that that we had by using the movie August Rush.
And I'm sure your experience in all the other fields helps you be such a good healer. It's not just the movie, but all the experience with so many other projects that you bring with you when you are facilitating, which brings me, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your other projects. I've been kind of browsing through the websites and I see that you have so many projects, Wellversity and others, and I just would be great if you could tell us something about those too, so we kind of get an idea of where you're coming from and what your background is, and we know for sure that you bring all that to the healing with movies or the movie doctor roles that you play.
Sure. Before that, I would like to share a quote which has always been influential in my life. And the quote I came across when I was working at the Urban Ashram in Pune, and the quote is by a person called Howard Thurman, which says that, "Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs are people who have come alive." And that quote had stayed a very, very long time with me in my mind. It's and still there. And I've always asked myself, what makes me come alive? And and the moment I get the answer, I just do it. So that is how I land myself into different kind of projects, the project which makes me come alive. So I've always been fascinated by the number of therapies which are actually existing, which can actually heal people. And this I realized in my travels all over India, that I met some amazing healers. Like one of the few things which I specialize in, one is handwriting analysis, where I can interpret a person's personality through handwriting. I'm an NLPK practitioner, which stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming and Applied Kinesiology, which is basically a technique to work with the belief systems or the thoughts in the subconscious mind. There are times when I use EFT, which is Emotion Freedom Technique. So these are some of the techniques which I have come across. And there are n number of techniques which I have experienced from other people as well. And at this point, I would like to also share an example from the movie Spider-Man 3. And there are sessions which I take for psychology students where I teach psychology of human beings through movies. And I use a movie called Spider-Man 3 to do that. And if some of you must have seen the movie in which there is one red Spider-Man and a black Spider-Man. And the red Spider-Man is basically the essence of who we are, and which is a metaphor of who we are. And the black Spider-Man is the metaphor of the shadow, of the dark side of ourselves. And many times what we do is we give a lot of energy to our shadow. And slowly, slowly what happens is the shadow or the dark side of ourselves, or it could also be a metaphor for our negative emotions like anger, jealousy, these different fear, these different emotions that we have. And so many times we give energy to our negative emotions, to our shadow. And what happens is the slowly, slowly the shadow starts overruling our life. Like what happened in Spider-Man 3, the movie, that how the black Spider-Man slowly started overruling his life, and his relationship got spoiled. Suddenly the anger came out from nowhere, and all these things happened. And so many times we're living in fear, which is not who we are. In fact, fear stands for fantasized experiences appearing real. It's just a matrix, it's an illusion. And so many times we have these personas, or we have these masks which we put in our lives, which is not who we are. It's just, at the end, a story which we have believed to be true. And it's not the truth. It's just a story which we have believed to be true. For example, if we have a fear of anything, it could be. And
public speaking.
Yeah, say fear of public speaking. Now that is something which we have believed, or we have been told, or it has been conditioned into our mind that this fear is there. But if you actually work on it, obviously you can, that fear will go away. And I have helped many people to work on different fears through process of NLP. And what I do in cinema therapy is, like in Hindi we have a saying, which is loha loha ka kaatta hai, which basically means that if you want to cut iron, you use another piece of iron. That is the best way to cut iron. So when a person is stuck with a story, I am using another story to help him to deal with that story, and the best form of a story is a movie. So what I'm basically doing is using the power of a story or a movie to help him with his story. And the story could be anything. It could be some sort of fear. It could be a marriage issue. It could be a parenting issue. This story could be n numbers. There are thousands of stories that we come across that we have believed to be true. We have conditioned into believing to be true. It doesn't mean that it is true. When a psychologist deals with his client, sometimes it takes 8 sessions, 10 sessions, sometimes 15 sessions to actually to make a person aware of what exactly is the story. And sometimes the psychologist herself or himself takes so much time to actually go into the root of the story. But when you're actually using a movie, it's a beautiful medium of making a person, first of all, aware of what exactly is the story that he's caught in. And then through that, we can actually help him to come out of that story, to come actually into reality. So to basically to enable him to go on a journey from matrix to reality is what I call it.
Did you want to, I don't know, if Madhu, you had a question. Otherwise, I wanted to ask Murtaza to share more about the well-versity and what
sure.
is the intention behind it.
Definitely. I just have one small question, Kanchana, I was thinking, because just...
Yeah, go ahead.
Still in the movies. So we have so much negative media around us, Murtaza, and I think, and that's what I love about Service Space, this community is like, you know, there's so much, we're trying to have like so much positive stories and stories of kindness and small acts of kindness and through Daily Good and Karma Tube and other places. But you also gave some examples of like, suppose Spider-Man 3, or you, a lot of your sessions I've seen, or you show mainstream movies now, which could also like, for example, Batman, maybe, right? Now, you also show about Batman in one of your sessions. But also at the same time, watching a Batman film, somebody like took it other way and did like mass, you know, killing, which was like very, you know, heartbreaking. So how can we develop this to be able to see good, even in the negative form, even in the negative media? So that's one thing, is to definitely come to you or maybe take sessions. But do you have any thoughts on that for, you know, like for overall, like how can we all develop this idea of seeing good even in the bad media, negative media or the stories, and to be able to use it as a healing for ourselves and take it as a learning experience rather than, you know, grieving our shadow?
Okay. Seeing good in a negative, in negative movies is completely perceptive. However, your question of how can we ensure of having positive media and positive movies in our society or in our communities, that's a more important question to ask, what I feel. For example, we are associated with an organization called Spiritual Cinema Circle. This is a US-based organization which sends or couriers us one DVD every month, which has three shorts and one feature film. And all on different themes of spirituality, like gratitude, unconditional love, forgiveness, and these are the different themes which these movies cover. And so there is this website called spiritualcinemacircle.com if anybody is interested in accessing or in getting the movies. And this DVDs are available, like they courier it anywhere in the world. And we screen these movies in movie clubs in India, and just watching these movies, it's a healing experience itself. And I feel that we need to give energy of to such things like Spiritual Cinema Circle or a movie club who's screening these kind of movies, rather than criticizing the negative movies. Because I feel, I believe in one thing, that energy flows where attention goes. So as entire humanity, if we start giving energy to positive things, obviously our entire attention, if you give attention to positive things, our entire energy will flow towards in that direction, and it can help shift consciousness of entire humanity. And I believe that movies as a medium has the power to shift consciousness of humanity, and it has done in the past and it is still doing. And if you see the kind of movies that are screening right now in the theaters, very, very different as compared to a few years back. Recently, I've watched a movie called Cloud Atlas, a beautiful, inspiring movie. And one of my favorite heroes, Tom Hanks, is there in the movie, and it's one of his best performances. And it talks about the concept of time, and which is a concept which so many of us are struggling with. That what is time at the end? We are all grappling with time. Each one of us is given 24 hours, but each one of us is grappling over time. And when you actually look into the essence of time, it is actually just an illusion. And so that is exactly what Cloud Atlas is talking about, which talks about four parallel lives and how they keep on coming in different lives for a purpose, for a meaning. And how the past life, future life, and this life, everything is just interconnected. In fact, the tagline of the movie is that everything is connected. And that is the truth. And that is what these movies are kind of bringing about. Movies like Matrix is also bringing about. And so that's to answer Madhu's question. Yeah, thank you for asking the question.
I'm just curious now, how you come across these movies? Like, how do you know? I mean, do you watch like hundreds of movies and then you decide that, okay, these are the inspiring movies that are worth sharing? Or I'm just curious now to know about that.
Okay, so it's actually the other way around. Instead of me going to the movies, actually the movies somehow find me. So that's how it has happened. And every movie has its own story of how it reaches me. And the story for every movie is really beautiful. And you call it synchronicity or whatever you call it. And but it's a divine gift, or it's a blessing in many ways for me on how these movies reach me. And and also this gift of connection of, if any person just talks about an issue in his life, I can actually connect it with a movie and then prescribe that movie for him. And so this is how I see movies. And to just also to give you one example, of how media or one video has played a very important role in my life. There's this person called Nick Wojcik. He's one of my heroes. He's a person who's born without hands and legs, a very famous personality on YouTube. A lot of his inspiring videos are there. In spite of being born without hands and legs, he's one of the world's best motivational speakers. And so when I was in my crisis in my own life, and I saw this video, what made me realize is that this person, in spite of not having his hands and legs, he is able to smile, accept and love himself the way he is. So what realization it gave me that in spite of all my issues and all my problems, I can accept and love myself the way I am, and my problems are not as much as his problems, so I don't have any excuses to give myself. So this was just a small video. It was like a 5-minute video which I saw, which one of my friends just showed it to me. And it completely changed my paradigm of life. So that is what a video can do. We talk about an epidemic of depression. We talk about all these an epidemic of drugs that people are going into. So why are these people going into these different addictions? One main reason is that they're not able to love and accept themselves the way it is. In fact, that's what the meaning of Vipassana is about loving life the way it is, loving people the way they are, and accepting life and people the way they are. And also seeing life the way it is rather than how we want to see it as, which is the first prophecy of the Celestine Prophecy. So that's one of the things which I realized. And movies can actually make you aware and make you realize that in spite of all the issues, in spite of all the problems, you still can love and accept yourself and people just the way you are. So that's something which I realized, and that's something also which I've experienced in my movie clubs and also a lot of my clients who come to me for help for a session on cinema therapy.
Wonderful. Actually, I have one question if you don't have one.
Yeah.
So maybe Murtaza, can you, I'm so excited to hear this because I love watching movies and I would love to get like some recommendations from you. Like, can you give us like 5 movies that I should watch or something like that? So I can do it right after the forest call.
Sure. Definitely. So the two of my favorite short films are, one is Validation, which is about accepting and loving yourself the way you are, and another movie called The Butterfly Circus, in which Nick Wojcik, who is a hero. There's one of my number one inspirational movie all time, and it will always be, is Peaceful Warrior, which is an amazing, amazing movie. And there's a beautiful movie called The Polar Express, though it's an animated movie. Many times people think that animated movies are only for children, but I feel that it's much more for adults, because the kind of messages that animated movies kind of gives you is very difficult to get from a non-animated movie many a times, like Kung Fu Panda, The Polar Express. The Polar Express is a movie on the power of faith or the power of belief. And my recent movie which I watched was Life of Pi. Amazing movie, again on faith, surrender, and many, many spiritual themes. So these are some of the movies which I would like to recommend. Mm.
Thank you so much.
So I was just listening to the different types of examples you were giving of movies, you know, that you found very useful for different issues that people are dealing with. And it made me think about recently I saw some Japanese animated films, and it was they were really interesting movies, and one because it was really reflective of the cultural differences in Japan versus American or Western culture, the way the story was told, the subtleties in the story. And when I've seen other foreign films, there's emotions are not so obvious. So many messages are shown in subtle ways. So I guess my question is, you know, in your movie therapy, have you found in some instances with certain situations, movies from different cultures being more impactful for a person than movies from another culture? And if so, do you have an example?
Okay. It depends completely on the kind of person whom I am giving the movie to watch, or if I am screening a movie in a community, so I need to know the background of the community or the person before I recommend him a movie. One is the language. So if a person understands only Hindi, he doesn't understand English. So it makes no point giving him a movie in English. If I give him a movie which is in the language which he connects to, which is Hindi, it's more preferable. Or I also see that what kind of culture that he is a part of. Is he and because today most of us are really open-minded and are open to new cultures, many of us. So in that case, it wouldn't matter. But if I see that the person is like rooted to his own culture, if I give a movie which he connects with, his culture, the language, it will definitely make a lot of difference. So I have to look at a lot of factors before recommending a movie to a person. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Murtaza.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for being you. Really great listening to you and wonderful work. Keep it up. So my question was, just looking at the, the Indian cinema scenario right now, it just saddens all of us, I guess, like the way it is going, it's so kind of degenerative, so much, commercialism, and what are your thoughts on that? And do you think your movie therapy could give some hope to that line, to the Bollywood line as well? Like, to give it some inspiration to give energy to the positive things. I also wanted to know if you use regional films, like Satyajit Ray. I'm sure there are many more. Like Satyajit Ray is one that comes to my mind, and then I believe Puttanna Kanagal from South India. A few others you might be knowing. I'm not too sure, but I have seen quite a bit of Satyajit Ray movies. So, what do you think about those? And do you use them in your therapies? Just to give a sense of identity and a sense of connection. So those were my questions. So if you could answer that.
Sure. So to answer your first question of the current scenario of our Indian film industry or Bollywood film industry, because that is very dominating in the Indian films and also in the international film circle as well.
Also, it's literally like making monkeys out of everybody. Like, the mirror neurons, whatever we talk about. go ahead, please. Sorry.
After that, yes, there is an issue in the film industry. However, there is a shift happening right now in the Bollywood film industry, which with the kind of film that's coming. The recent, if you see Barfi, amazing film. I had never expected such a beautiful film from the Bollywood industry. But hats off to the entire team of Barfi who have made such a beautiful film. And of course, people like Aamir Khan who come with beautiful films like Tare Zameen Par, Three Idiots. So we have beautiful filmmakers who have a beautiful vision of making a beautiful film. And at the same time, we have some people who are money-oriented and who know that just to sell a movie, we can put few things in the movie which will sell, but it may not be good for the consciousness of humanity. So yes, there is a struggle. But at the same time, I am seeing a lot of shift happening in the industry as well. an example, there is an organization called Enlightened Film Society in India.
Mm-hmm.
Screens only spiritual movies in mainstream theaters.
Wow.
Yeah, so enlightened.co.in is their website. And
mm-hmm.
they pick up some amazing art films, some amazing films which has never been found in India. They will actually put the license fee and screen them in mainstream theaters like AdLabs and Cinemax, which are mainstream theaters in India. They're having the services in 5 cities in India, including Mumbai, where they started. So we are having these different initiatives. We are like I have these movie clubs in 2-3 cities in India where I screen movies of Spiritual Cinema Circle and other movies. So a lot of these initiatives are coming, and we need to support more of such initiatives, and we need to create more such initiatives if we want this work to go ahead. So that is how I see it as. And your question of using regional films, I have not yet looked into that. But your suggestion, and I will start looking at it. It's a wonderful suggestion.
Thank you.
And there are, I do agree, because I have seen some Persian films, I have seen some Iranian films, some Japanese films, and they're really amazing.
Have you heard of Hayao Miyazaki, his animations?
No, I have not seen that. But
You should. It's absolutely wonderful.
If you go to see, there are beautiful films in every country, in every culture.
True.
It's difficult to look into the entire list, but my journey has just begun.
Okay.
And I'm sure that I'll come across some amazing movies in my journey as well. And as your suggestion of looking into regional films and films in South India, I'm sure that I will get some amazing films there as well. Yeah, thank you so much for the suggestion.
You're welcome. All the very best to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm going to move on to the next caller here.
Yeah. Hey, Madhu, thank you so much. Lovely to hear your voice as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Gandhi Ashram also into the call. Murtaza, the
yes.
thought I had was, I think, how about we trade our roles? Seems like so much fun going through this list of, you know, the validation and the butterfly circle and the Spider-Man 3 and the whole list and, you know, sitting and watching. Not only that, sitting and watching with the whole bunch of friends and seeing the transformation and strangers becoming friends. It seems so much more fun. Tom Hanks and the works of Amir Khan. I have two-part question. I don't know how we are doing with the time, and see if we can, if the answer tend to be long, maybe, you can just answer one and then leave the other one to whenever it meant to manifest. Yeah. The first part is Murtaza.
Yes.
Do you have, maybe you have a story or an incident where, you put out an intention to bring about transformation in a person,
mm-hmm.
and what really ends up happening is, in addition to resurrecting one person, it so happens that the whole family or the whole community ends up getting resurrected as part of that process. So that is one, if you had any story or any incident around it. In other words, it's like really blown your mind away what ended up happening in that process. The second is, are you also a children movie doctor? If so, I was wondering, I think particularly the toddlers who really seem to have so much of wisdom, but we adults unfortunately don't have really way to tap into their communication. If there was any, in your experience, if you had any of those movies that you really did not use the language to communicate, but the toddler's language to convey the message. Thank you.
Okay. So to answer your second question first, it is movies for children. It is a very, very important decision as to what movies should we show to children. And to answer that, we do have some wonderful movies. And there are two kind of movies for children. One is children movies which are meant for children and children movies which are not meant for children. For example, Baby's Day Out is a movie, is a children's movie, but it's not meant for children. Movie like Baby's Day Out. So similarly, there is these different kinds of movies. And there is an organization in India called Children's Film Society for India. They are working on making children's films for children for the last 40 years. And recently they have had a mainstream movie called Gattu. It's a beautiful movie on the importance of honesty in life. It's also a story of a young boy who's belongs to the slum, but has some amazing talents. And it inspires people to ask the question that in spite children being in the slum and all the talents that they have, should they be given the opportunity to actually explore their talents? So it asks common people a lot of these beautiful questions. I will be putting up soon children's films for children, the list of those films I'll be putting soon on my website. My website for cinema therapy is called moviescanhealyourlife.com, where I've opened some films and there's a list of films, but on your recommendation, I'll list some children's films for children, which any person can get from the DV library. So I'll put a list of those films as well. And to answer the second question about how a movie has actually impacted a person and their community, the best example what I see as of now is myself on how movies has impacted me and how just from me, so many communities and so many people have been impacted through my work on cinema therapy. So I can give my example as of now. There are many examples which have created some beautiful experiences when I screen movies in communities. Just to give you one example with that, there's a movie called Dolphin's Tale, which is one of my favorite movies. Mm-hmm. It's a story of an 8-year-old connection with a dolphin. And he doesn't connect with anything else but the dolphin and how that connection changes his entire life. And the dolphin has his tail injured, so he manages to collect a group of 100 people to heal the dolphin. And how in that process, this community of 100 people got healed. So I screened this dolphin in a group of senior citizens at a non-profit or an NGO called Dignity Foundation in Pune. And there were a group of around 15, 20 people in the group, so senior citizens. And I had some amazing experiences when they shared on how they connected with their inner child just by watching that movie. And so many of the people just broke down and shared few things which they never shared before. So a movie can actually bring a lot of impact on a community, and by impacting one person, definitely a community, like as I give you my example.
Hi, this is Audrey. I just kind of had a more general question. I was wondering what inspires you?
What inspires me?
Yeah, like in general.
Okay. What inspires me is the people around me who's doing some amazing and inspirational work. And that is what inspires me. One of my work is, just to answer this question, I represent a group called Wiser in India, that is Wiser India. And wiser.org is a website which has the world's largest database of people and organizations who are doing good work. It has a database of more than 5 million organizations and people, which is a huge number. And the person who started this website is a person called Paul Hawkins. And he says that first time in entire human history, so many people and organizations have come forward to make this planet a better place to live in. So if you see the news channel or if you read the newspaper, it doesn't give a validation that good work is happening. It doesn't mean that good work is not happening. Mm-hmm. So he said that this entire group of around 5 million organizations and people, which is just listed on the website, there are more than that as of now. He's given a name of this people and organizations, this entire movement. He says this is a movement. And he's given a name to this movement as Blessed Unrest. which means that all these people and organizations are blessed and are not at rest. They're doing something or another to make this planet a better place to live in. So it is these people and these organizations which give me hope for a better planet, and it is these people and organizations which makes me come alive in many ways.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Murtaza, I was just wondering, do you call being a movie doctor or using movies for healing, is this your profession, or is this something you do as a service to the community, and kind of how do you balance your paying your bills and doing something that you love? You know, that's always the question on the forefront of anyone who is kind of exploring and trying to find ways to do something for the community. So I'm just wondering how you strike that balance. And like, for example, if you go to a place where they are not able to afford paying, would you like do it as a gift? And just curious to know how you make it all work.
Okay. See, movies have I do multiple things. One of them is cinema therapy. So because I do multiple things, that's so at the end it kind of balances out the equation of money. And movies has in many ways has given me a second life. It has a gratitude to the community of cinema or the ecosystem of cinema. I have started this work of cinema therapy and of screening movies in communities and different places. Some of my counseling sessions, I do charge for it. I am also into integrated wellness solutions where we plan customized total wellness programs for our clients. That's a commercial project. So there are a few social projects which I have. There are a few commercial projects which I have. So it's more like a Robin Hood approach where you kind of need to have a balance in your approach for your own sustainability as well. So movies in many ways is a lot of, it's again both. It's some of them is commercial, some is not. Though a lot is social because they...
Yeah, I understand.
I would just like to add one last thing. The one thing that I've always been fascinated about, the work that I do for movie therapy is under the name of Life Talkies. Talkies is for theater or for cinema. That's the word which is normally used. So connecting life and cinema, that's how the name Life Talkies. And the tagline of the project is, life is talking to you. Are you listening? And I've always been fascinated by how life, or you could also use another word, God or the divine or any word that you want to use, on how life keeps on talking to us. But the question is that, are you really listening? It's like in the movie August Rush, the music is all around you. The question is, are you listening? So I've always been fascinated by how books or movies or people or there's so much to learn from the things that are just around you. We keep on saying that life is so difficult to understand. But the question is that, are you really mindful of the signs that life is giving you to understand your own life? And I find movies as one of the best ways to understand your own life, because you can use symbolisms, you can use metaphors, you can use characters, you can use so many things from a movie to just understand yourself. And you keep on struggling. That's the thing which we keep on struggling with our own life, that what is the meaning of life? If you just listen, or if you just watch a movie with mindful awareness, a lot of your answers can, a lot of your questions could get answered just by watching a movie.
Thank you. That's so beautiful. I just wanted to ask one more question to you, Murtaza, and that's how can we serve you? What can we as a community, whether it's through service space or just this ecosystem, what can we do to further your dreams and your intention?
Yeah. So in terms of... how can you actually ensure, or if you want to start a community anywhere, irrespective of where you're living in the world, maybe to begin with, you could subscribe to a group called Spiritual Cinema Circle, which I had mentioned in the past. And these are very well selected movies. They screen thousands of movies and they select the best ones, and that's how they make it as a part of this DVD. So, and once you start subscribing it, you will get one DVD every month, which has one feature and three shorts. And you can screen these movies in a community by starting a group or a movie club is wherever you are, and can invite people, your friends, your community members, to watch this movie. And I would guarantee that all these movies are worth watching, because I have been following the movies for quite a few years, and every movie that I watch of a special cinema circle has actually managed to change my perception and paradigms in of my different aspects of life, for my own life.
Thank you so much, everyone on the call, for creating this space. To you, Murtaza, for joining us and sharing your experiences and insights.
So I just have Murtaza, and for taking up time, and thank you for sharing your personal journey. And I think when we share, when we create that, co-create the space of sharing our journeys in so many levels, like just a story connects with another story and helps us, you know, tell us that we're all interconnected. So thank you for sharing your journey. And I'm sure in a lot of different levels it, you know, get that feeling of interconnectedness. So I think with that...
Yeah, thank you so much, Madhu. And I'd just like to end with a final quote. This is a quote by Joseph Campbell, he's the one who's actually started connecting. What is the one thing which connects all the stories? And he wrote something called as the hero's journey, which most of the Hollywood movies or most of the movies are based on. And one of the first based on his work was Star Wars. And one of his beautiful quotes, which is very inspirational, is that we must be willing to get rid of the life we have planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. And maybe this is one message which some of you can take back. Thank you so much.
Thank you again.